This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
So much for joining us on iRadio's group chat. I have really enjoyed watching all of your social media and its honesty about the realities of recovering from addiction and how social media can be a tool to kind of break the stigma around that and support other people who might be going through the same thing. So to start off, if people aren't familiar with you, could you share a little bit of your journey with us?
Yeah, so suppose growing up, I have severe ADHD, basically, and I was diagnosed at a young age, so I always knew I had addictive personalities and addictive tendencies, and kind of transferred over to every area of my life. But unfortunately enough, when I got to 18 or 19 and I found drinking drugs, I kind of went down a very bad path for probably 3 to 4 years, and it led me down a very dark path and eventually led me to rehab, where I found sobriety and I found recovery and found a girl, my girlfriend, the love of my life, and eventually 3 or 4 months later she passed away from addiction, and that just kind of opened my eyes to the seriousness of where I was and what happened. And unfortunately enough, yeah, she passed away, and ever since kind of getting into recovery and the passing of her, I've kind of dedicated my life and created the social media of trying to help young people around addiction and trying to help young people understand that you're not alone if you are suffering, and that basically try to stop another family having to go through what I put my family through, and also the seriousness of addiction, like from my girlfriend passing away, that it can kill you if you're not, like, any given day, any bad drug can kill you. So I'm basically just trying to spread as much awareness as I possibly can around how serious it really is and how normalized it's becoming for young people in this generation, that it's so socially acceptable to be drinking and taking drugs every weekend. And It's some people just aren't able to do it, like, and I was one of them people who couldn't manage my life when I was drinking and taking drugs, and it took over my relationships, my family, everything. Just, there's people like me who aren't able to recreationally drink and recreationally use, and that is absolutely okay if you're not able to, and that you're not alone, basically. So I'm just trying to give as much awareness to young people as I possibly can.
First of all, can I just sympathise on the passing of your girlfriend, and like, her story is so much a part of your story now, and it's been really admirable that you have been able to create something positive for other people that are suffering out of your own experiences. And one thing that I've really noticed on social media in particular, there kind of seems to be this bit of a narrative that if you just, you know, stop drinking or you stop doing drugs, that'll solve all of the issues. What is that like in reality when you're suffering with addiction? I imagine that it's not as easy of a line as that.
No, it's very frustrating, because if it was that simple, no one would suffer with alcoholism or drug abuse or anything like that if it was as easy as to just stop. Like, the way I had to figure it out was, obviously my life was destroyed, but I had to figure out it's not the drink or the drug, it's what is the drink and drug doing for me. Like, my main trigger is I couldn't sit with myself and my mad head, and I overthink a lot, and my brain basically never stops. So when I took a drink or a drug, it shut off my brain, shut me off completely from the outside world, and that's what it gave me. It gave me an escape from my mind. And I suppose anyone that doesn't understand that and doesn't have a crazy mad head like I do, they won't understand like what it gave me. And I understand some people can, as you said, drink normally and stop when they want to and put it down whenever they want, but as I said, there's people like me who it's either trauma or like mad heads, or like, everyone has their own triggers, but it all comes down to one thing: they're trying to escape from something. And that's what I found. It's just, some people can't, and when people are telling you that, just put it down and stop, and why can't you just stop? Like, look at what you're doing. Look at what you're ruining, your family, you're ruining your relationships, your finances are in tatters. Why can't that be enough to stop? And it's like, because I don't know what's wrong with me. It's like, if I knew what was wrong with me, I could tell you, but I can't even understand. So how am I meant to tell you? Like, I wish it was just as easy as putting it down as well. But unfortunately for me and countless others, that's just not the case.
I think to pick up on something you said there, you were like, you're crazy mad head. First of all, to nitpick at that, that is completely untrue that you're saying that about yourself, because that is not the case. as we've discovered this, like, addiction, like, it is actually a disease. It is something that people suffer with. Yeah. And that narrative that you talk about, people being like, why can't you just stop? It's so damaging, and it is very prevalent on social media. And I enjoy seeing your content coming out and breaking that. How exactly have you been doing that in your social media content?
Just the point I'm trying to get across in my social media is, I'm not this sober guru or anything like that, like, because I'm a young lad, I know the crack, I know the story. And like, if you're able to go out and have a few drinks and stop and manage your life and manage everything else and it doesn't have after effects, I'm all for it, enjoy it. But as I said, I'm trying to use my social media for people like me who can't go out and enjoy it, and once they start they can't stop, and then wake, like, end up drinking for 3 or 4 days, not remembering what they're doing, blackout drinking. Like, that's who I'm trying to reach, is them people. It's like, to know, because I always felt so alone, and I was like, I'm the only one with this mad mind, and why is it just me that when I go out with my friends they can all stop and I can't stop? What is it about me? And I used to isolate myself so much because I was like, I'm so different from everyone and no one understands me, no one gets me. And I never seen a young person on social media, like around my age, 24, being like, speaking about it, because the lie I used to always tell myself was, by the time I'm 30 or 40 I'll have my life figured out. Like, it over time it's just going to figure itself out, when I slowly realised that it was just getting worse. And if I, the longer I left it, the more damage it was going to cause. So I just made the decision. I was like, I'm so sick of this. I can't live with the chaos anymore. And then obviously the passing of my girlfriend made me be like, okay, how do I use this to help other people? That's mm-hmm. when it fueled me to be like, I don't want another family going through this. And if I start speaking about it, it might help another young lad who's like me and thinks they're different and thinks they're on their own. Whereas if they see a young lad who's 24 on social media speaking about how they were in addiction and their life had been in tatters, then it might give them the realization to be like, okay, I can't just use my age as an excuse anymore. It's me, it's the problem. It's something wrong with something. Not, I wouldn't say there's something wrong with me, but you're different. And go and speak up about it. Like, that's the main point, is like, you can't do it on your own. We'll never be able to do it on our own. Like, my first step was telling my parents, and they went on and we had a conversation, and it was all about me going and opening up about my problems. And I suppose that's why I'm trying to use my social media, because there's a lot of young people that might be able to relate to my story, and hopefully you can stop them from going down the path that I did.
What kind of messages have you been receiving on social media? Have people been reaching out to you, I suppose, thanking you for being so open about your journey, particularly the passing of your girlfriend as well? That is something that a lot of people will have experienced or know someone who has experienced, and you're in such a powerful position and it's such a empowering story that you're telling.
Yeah, I suppose, like, the messages I get are absolutely incredible. Like, it's even, like myself, like, I still have very bad days and I still have days where I struggle a lot. I think when you see people on social media, you kind of think, oh, they're doing so well and their life is all figured out. Like, I still have my terrible days, and I make sure to show that on social media as well, because I don't want to create this perfect narrative that my life is perfect and everything is figured out now and that my addiction is gone and I don't struggle with that anymore, because I do. And it's a daily thing where I have to wake up and do things to make sure my head is okay, that I don't go down that path again. Like, and that's the message I try to spread across social media, that I'm never going to be cured from this and I'm never going to be away from drinking drugs forever. Like, it's always going to be there, but I have to put in the action every day. And as you say, with the messages, like, they keep me going on my bad days. And I know if some people might think it's a good thing, but social media helps me a lot as well, because it's like, I'm not just doing this for myself anymore, I'm trying to help other people as well. So when I make sure, when I have a bad day, I tell people, and I'm like, look, I'm struggling today as well, so if you're struggling, it's okay. Like, just because I have a little bit more sobriety than you means absolutely nothing. Like, every day I wake up is a new day, and I could be struggling the same as you. Like, but as you said, the message is coming in. Like, when you see a message, like, I got a message the other day saying, from a fella, like, he went last year, he was watching my videos, his mother reached out to me asking her what to do and asking me what to do. And his mother then went back and said it to him. He went to rehab, came out, and now he's over a year and a half clean from my videos. Like, it's just, when I got that, like, I was just so emotional. Like, because I'm not looking to cure everyone, because I know that's not possible, but like, being able to help and change one person's life, like, that was probably, over the whole year and a half I've been on social media doing this, like, that's been the most meaningful thing ever. Like, I've changed a young person's life. He's only my age as well, and now he's only 24. He has his whole life ahead of him again, and my videos have helped him on his journey to sobriety, like, which is amazing.
It's such a moving story. Like, I can't imagine receiving a message like that. Like, how do you even put that into words?
I don't. I actually sat there with tears in my eyes for, I'd say, definitely a half an hour, because I didn't know what to say. And I just reached back out to her and I was like, I'd love to chat to him. And I got her to send her on my social media, and I started messaging him over and back, and we were just chatting. And like, he was like, a year and a half ago, he was in the depths of addiction, didn't know what to do. And his mother just came along and told him to watch me, just have a look at this young lad and what he's after doing. And it changed. And he was like, okay, I want to do that. And like, it changed his life. And as you said, going back to trying to message back, like, I genuinely couldn't for about 45 minutes, because I didn't know what to say. I was actually so gobsmacked. I was just like, this is just this is what it's all about for me. Like, it's not about likes, follows, all that. Obviously, I want to reach as many people as I can, because the more people I reach, the more people I can help. But when you get a message like that, it just makes all your struggles and everything you've gone through so much more worth it. Like, I know I do it for myself, but when you get messages like that, it makes it a whole lot better. Like,
I can imagine it does. And it's amazing that person has reached out to you and told you that you've impacted them so much, but I'm sure there are countless others. And if there is someone listening this evening who might be struggling with addiction in some capacity, or maybe they're not sure if they are, honestly, I understand it's such a spectrum of things. What is your advice to them? What's the first step that you would recommend they take from someone who's been there?
I suppose if you're someone who doesn't really know if it's a problem or not, and you're questioning it, by questioning it, you do have a problem, because you wouldn't be asking yourself that question if everything was all right. So what I always say to people when they reach out to me is, like, the first question is, when other people stop, can you stop? And can you pick and choose when you go out and how long you stay out for? Like, the whole point of it is, once I put the first drink or drug into my body, that's it, game over. I am out until all the drugs are gone and all the drink is gone. I don't have a power to be like, okay, I have a few drinks left, I'll stop here and I'll go home. That's not going to happen. And that's how I knew I was different. I didn't know I was an addict at that time, but I knew, okay, I can't stop when my friends are stopped. And this was only, I was 20 and 21, like, when you'd be out usually partying like that. I always used to just say, oh, sure, I'm young, like, it's going to change. But I suppose anyone that's listening, that you don't know if you're struggling or not right now, and you don't know if it's going to become a problem, I suppose it's asking yourself that question. When other people stop, can you stop? And does it affect your relationships with your friends, your family? Are people kind of questioning, being like, you're drinking a bit too much? Like, if there's anything like that, definitely there's something going on.
Well, thank you for your insight on that. And I do hope that if anyone is listening this evening, that they do reach out for help. Where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, so my Instagram is at omagrat24, and TikTok is the same, omagrat24. I just use the both of them. So,
well, I'm sure we'll catch up again soon. Thanks so much for hopping on iRadio's group chat.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,